May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 812. Whene'er I make some sudden stop, for many such I make, and cannot see the cloud cleared up, nor know which path to take, I to my Saviour speed my way to tell my dubious state, then listen what the Lord will say, and hope to follow that. Hymn 812.
Thank you. From the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, the Gospel of John, chapter 14. The Gospel of John, chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. From henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me, that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. But as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. You please turn to the book of the Revelation, chapter 7, commencing to read at verse 9. Revelation, chapter 7, verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, and stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honour and power and might be unto our God for ever and ever. Amen. One of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And he said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Lord, bless to us the reading of his word, and help us to pray. Kind and merciful and gracious God, once again, thy kindness, mercy and goodness enables us to gather again in thy courts at the evening hour of another Sabbath day. And we pray that thou wilt graciously condescend and come, dear Lord Jesus, into our midst and be found as the master of the assembly, in control, Lord. Oh, and how we need thee to be in control of our ears and our hearts, our ears to hear and our hearts to receive thy word, and control of one's lips to speak, so that, Lord, is not our words, but thine. That word that cannot and will not return unto thee void, but whereto thou dost send it, it shall be accomplished. Oh, gracious Lord, do hear prayer, so that, Lord, that thy name indeed might be honoured and glorified in our midst of this evening hour. Jesus, Lord Jesus, do come and bless us with a feeling, felt, sacred presence of thyself to our poor, never dying souls. Lord, we beseech thee again that thou wilt open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that thou wilt come, dear Lord. Lord, as dear Peter says, unto you therefore which believe is precious. And thou art precious to us, Lord. One said, I without him perish must. And dear Lord, and that's how we feel. Oh, without thee, Lord, we should perish. Oh, perish the thought. Oh, gracious Lord, do hear our prayer. And do favour us then, and be with us, and help us. Lord, sadly, we have a lot of sin, and a lot of transgressions, and faults, and failings. Lord, our catalogue goes on and on. We pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt pardon and forgive all. Dear Lord Jesus, do wash and cleanse us in that fountain open for sin and uncleanness. They are sustained in the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Oh, that we may know that we are that household of faith. We might know that we are one of those citizens of the house of God. Dear Lord, do then hear our prayer, we pray, and do bless us. We seek then thy gracious presence. Dear Lord, as those Greeks came saying, sir, we would see Jesus. Dear Lord, that's our desire and our request and our petition this night. We may see Jesus, we may behold him, the altogether lovely and the chiefest among 10,000, him whom our soul loveth. Come, dear Lord, we pray, help us. And Lord, we seek to know the Saviour's love shed abroad in our hearts, that love that passes all knowledge and understanding. We pray that thou wilt help us and be with us. Thou knowest, Lord, all about each and every one as they've come to the house of God tonight. Lord, those that have come seeking a portion for their souls. Oh, dear Lord, do not send any empty away. We read that there shall be a portion for 7 and also for 8. None be left out, Lord. Oh, may that be so tonight. None left out. Oh, Lord, those that have come seeking for a portion, inquiring their way thitherward, crying unto thee, Lord, bless them each and all. And Lord, and should there be any that have not come inquiring, have not come crying, bless them as well. Oh Lord, don't let them go home empty, sent away. Oh, that they may have in their heart created an aching void that this world cannot fill, so that their souls are on the stretch to find Christ, to know him whom to know is life eternal. That their cry is, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Do then bless thy word. Our Lord, one is but an instrument in thy hand, the messenger of in the Lord's message. Lord, that's all we desire to be. Oh, we pray thou use, Lord, a poor instrument to thine own eternal praise. Dear Lord, thy word is so verily true, that God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Dear Lord, and surely that must be so here tonight. Oh, the poor, ignorant, foolish man called upon. Dear Lord, and trust, dear Lord, call to thy blessed Spirit, anointed to preach thy word. Oh Lord, then do use us to thy praise and glory. We pray, O Lord, that thou wilt then remember again, dear Lord, this little church and congregation here, Lord, as we would indeed lovingly commit and commend them into thy hand. Be gracious to them, Lord. Remember them. Be with them. Be their guide, their counsellor. Do direct them. Help them. Bless them together. And oh, may they know much, dear Lord, of the blessed unity of the Spirit, the bond of peace. Oh, that there may be the esteeming of each other better than themselves. There may be, dear Lord, that considering themselves. Or there may be not be the casting of stones one at another, the pointing of fingers. Oh, Lord, but only the searching of one another's heart. So that, dear Lord, that thy name is honoured and glorified in their midst. Lord, do bless them. Lord, we again pray for the dear deacons here. Help them, Lord, in their burdens, responsibilities that they each undertake. Help them. Remember and bless, Lord, each church member also. And, Lord, and do remember and bless each member of the congregation. young and old. Lord, leave none out. Dear Lord, do abundantly bless them. And pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt save each and all by thy grace. Lord, do help them, we pray thee. Be with the dear children in their life. Go before them, undertake for them and help them. And Lord, we ask thee to be with the young men and women. Lord, amongst them, Lord, we pray thou wilt supply their needs. Oh, thou find for them suitable employment in life, and thou find for them, Lord, suitable partners in life, that they may have a loving husband, a loving wife, that they may go up to the house of God in the spirit of love and unity, inquiring their way thitherward under Zion. They may be like those two on the road to Emmaus. Oh, and blessed with the fear of God, they may speak one to another, so that the Lord hears and hearkens. Dear Lord, do then remember them. And then, Lord, there are those, Lord, in old age and infirmities and weakness of the flesh, and unable to come because of these things, we ask thee to remember them. May be deprived, and they are deprived, of the privilege of coming to the house of God, to the means of grace. But Lord, we pray thou remember them, and visit them in their homes. Lord, thou remember them and bless them with sweet thought and meditation on a blessed Saviour and a glorious Redeemer. May there be help to read thy word. And oh, that they may be blessed by it. Then, Lord, we ask thee to remember then others. Lord, others in affliction's path, but thy hand and heel restore. Raise up to health and strength once more, we pray thee. We are to thank thee, Lord, to see Andrew with us again tonight. Bless him and help him. Oh, that he may not come in vain. May there be something for his soul. May there be something for each one soul, Lord. Oh, leave none out, Lord, we pray. Do bless each and all. Now, Lord, hear prayer for others. Ah, Lord, we just think of prodigals. There are others, Lord. Others, Lord, that we lovingly bear before thee. We each have them in our family circles. Be gracious to them. Oh, Lord, do put thy light upon them. Shine into their hearts. Do cause them to return to their father's house. Oh, that the Lord, whilst they may think and feel that they have finished with religion, let them know, Lord, thou hast not finished with them. Make them a trophy of grace. Pluck them as a brand for the burning. And be near to them, Lord. Oh, dear Lord, and do keep each and all, we pray. Young and old, keep each and all, Lord, close to thy house. They may have that earnest desire within them to find Jesus. We ask thee to remember others in sickness and affliction's path of thy people here and there. Oh, we bear them before thee. We understand our friend Eric Palmer goes into hospital. We think it is this week, maybe tomorrow, but Lord, whatever. We ask thee to remember him and go before him, Lord. Undertake, bring him through. And any others, Lord, that may have some ordeal in front of them, be with them and help them. There's the bereaved, comfort their heart. Remember widows and widowers. Remember those that lost mother, father, brother, sister. Be gracious to each. Maybe, Lord, that some have lost a grandparent to whom they're so closely attached. We remember them, Lord. Comfort each mourning, sorrowful heart and be with them. And any, Lord, in any particular trouble, trial or difficulty, remember them. Make a way. Provide for them I don't know that the cattle upon a thousand hills belong to thee, and all the gold and silver is mine. And thou said, and I will work, and who shall let it? Thou able to make a way where there's no way. Dear Lord, there is nothing too hard for thee. Oh, may we each bring, Lord, those hard things unto thee, so that, Lord, and lead them there with thee, and pray that thou wilt deal with them and work on our behalf. Now hear prayer for others in the world, the varied plights, persecuted, poverty, need, famine, death, disease. Lord, near prayer also for those that follow Muhammad and Allah. Open their eyes, their hearts, their ears. They may hear the sound of the truth of the gospel. Then hear us, Lord. Our nation also do appear. Oh, and do bless as I am with the spirit of grace and of supplication. Arise for our help and raise up for us men of God to rule and reign over us. Men that know what England ought to do. We thank thee then, Lord, for all the kindness, mercy and goodness bestowed upon us. Our providential needs, our health and strength, the many comforts we each have and receive and enjoy. We thank thee for the means of grace. We thank thee for the gospel of Christ. We thank thee for thy word. Lord, and we pray thou meet with us then. And we ask, dear Lord, that thou wilt hear prayer, that thou wilt meet with us, Lord, at the close of the service, when a few poor sinners will gather round thy table to do as thou hast bidden in remembrance of thee. Lord, we come, see a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul encouraged by thy word, mercy's footstool would remain and there would look and look again. Lord, then, do help us. We're only a poor man. We look to thee. We plead thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off of that heavenly altar. As we plead with the woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 267. Children of the heavenly King, as ye journey, sweetly sing. Sing your Saviour's worthy praise, glorious in his works and ways. Hymn 267.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help, we ask your very prayerful attention again to the second epistle of Peter, chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. 2 Peter 3, verse 13 and 14, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. After a few introductory remarks this morning on the context here, the second coming of the dear Lord Jesus, we spoke only really from this first clause, nevertheless we. And I couldn't help but notice it, and I didn't notice it till I read it here tonight. Nevertheless we. Why, dear John then, he had this wonderful vision, and here in the seventh chapter where we read, he was asked, one, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Nevertheless, we. Jesus said, ye, in the world, yes, why it's here, isn't it, in the 16th chapter here of John, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might in peace, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And yes, nevertheless we overcome, not in our own strength, overcome through him who loved us and gave himself for us. Yes, for those poor sinners, those that feel to be out of the way, the dying thief on the cross at Calvary we mentioned this morning. Yes. Nevertheless, we. Nevertheless, we. I think I quoted the hymn, The Vilest Sinner Out of Hell. And that one may feel to be in Swayze Chapel tonight. The vilest sinner out of hell that lived to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. And Peter says, nevertheless, we. These are they that came through great tribulation. What was the tribulation? What was the trouble? You say, well, my trouble is my sin. My trouble's my sin. Yes. Why, what a great path of tribulation that is. You see, tribulation, the ungodly, they sin. Do they not? But they don't mind about it. It's not any trouble to them. It doesn't cause them sleepless nights.
It doesn't cause them to wish a thousand times they'd never done a thing. But it does a child of God. It does a poor sinner. And why it brings that poor sinner into this path of tribulation, that is, sanctified trouble. It's that trouble, dear soul, that brings you and I to the footstool of mercy. You say, oh, I wish I could see that clearly. Well, there's a dear woman. And she came to the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, with all her sin and all her guilt and transgressions and so on. And there, at that same time, there was one, a Pharisee. His name was Simon. And he said, within his own heart, he didn't say this out loud, he said it within his own heart, and Jesus knew it. He said, if this man were a prophet, he'd know what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. Yes, friends. And she knew it more than what Simon the Pharisee did. And that's why she came to Christ. And dear soul, is that why you come to Christ? Is what why you, dear soul, bend your knee before him? Yeah. These are they that came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. Nevertheless, we. Oh, Prince, what a mercy, dear soul, if you and I have got a good hope through grace. A hope in his mercy. Again, some of you dear younger friends here, some of you that are seeking after Christ, seeking to know him, it's a hope in his mercy. Well, we can only speak as we hope we've been led and taught ourselves. How do we come by a hope in his mercy? I go back, if you'll excuse me giving you this, a personal note. I go back many years. I may have told you before, but I was, at the time, I was in the Air Force. Yes, and I was deprived that Lord's Day of getting to the house of God. And the Lord appeared as I was washing up hundreds of plates in a cookhouse, the RAF Bridge North. And yes, hey, this word came so sweetly and so powerfully to my soul. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. That's all it was. But you know, dear soul, that gave me a hope in his mercy. A hope that the time of love would come, will come. When thou shalt clearly see, not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me. And you, dear younger friends, has the Lord graciously, sweetly drawn near to your heart, to your soul? And has he applied some sweet, blessed, gracious scripture of truth, something, I read, yes, why? I couldn't say pardon and forgiveness there, and I didn't feel I had pardon and forgiveness either. But oh, friends, there was a hope. There was a hope. And with that hope, there's, oh, why, it kept me pressing forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. It kept me to the throne of grace. It kept me pleading with the Lord, have mercy upon my soul. And so it will you, dear soul. So it will you. Nevertheless, way. Ah. Yes, dear soul, and as the by and by, and as the Lord leads on and goes before thee in every untrodden step, spiritually, and answers your prayers. Yes, dear soul, he won't answer them all at once. It'll be here a little and there a little, line upon line and precept upon precept. And go up to the house of God one day, yes. And that word I just quoted, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. I suppose it must have been about 8 years before I heard that word preached. Yeah. You see, dear soul, tarry his leisure then. Wait the appointed hour. Wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. What did it do when I did hear it preached from? Oh, friends, yes. I felt, again, a hope. An assurance that that time would come. Well, dear soul, you go on. Plod on, dear soul, plod on. Press on. Keep looking unto Jesus. Because he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Well, there's a long text. There's a lot to go through. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Well, Peter here, he speaks about the present, the heavens and the earth, which are now. They're kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. And he tells us not to be not ignorant of this one thing. One day is with the Lord 1,000 years, and a 1,000 years is one day. Yes, he says, this world. Yes, we mentioned this morning, it's rolled together as a scroll. We refer to Isaiah chapter 2, where they run to the dens and caves and rocks of the earth. But he says this, who is he saying it to? Beloved. Yeah. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you. These elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Yeah. That know and experience the abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. He says here, nevertheless we, according to his promise, yes, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. The dear prophet Isaiah, in chapter 65 and 66, he speaks there, in prophecy, yes, of new heavens and a new earth. But you know, dear Apostle Peter, he had this, didn't he? Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there shall ye be also. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth. Dear soul, look for a new heaven. Look, dear soul, yes, beyond this world. Look beyond the grave.
Why, the apostle tells us, doesn't he, here in Corinthians? Why, he speaks about the resurrection. Ah, yes. And he's not so much speaking about the resurrection of Christ. Well, of course he mentions that. But he speaks, my friends, of the resurrection. Ah, of the Lord's people. And if Christ be not risen, your faith is vain. Now, Christ be preached that he rose from the dead. How say some among you, there is no resurrection of the dead. But he goes on, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. As he said before that, if in this life only we have hope, in Christ we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. But since by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Even as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Yes. There's this, my friends, heaven, the glory. There's that holy, happy place. That place, dear soul, where congregations ne'er break up, where Sabbaths have no end. Lovely hymn you were singing a moment ago. Yes. Ye are travelling home to God. In the way the Father's trod, they are happy now, and ye. Soon their happiness shall see. Soon their happiness shall see. Dear soul, yes, when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing to him that died to save. Then Peter says, nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth. The Lord's dear people, some of them, have been so abundantly blessed with these first three verses here of John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled. Jesus says in that intercessory prayer, John 17, verse 24, says, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou gavest me before the foundation of the world. Father, I will that they also. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth. They also. Who are the they? They're those there, dear soul, in Revelation 7. That have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They are those that have come confessing their sin.
They're those that are to take good top lady's language. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. All I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, the I will of Jesus, one of the I wills, there were seven, but just this one is, oh, for the moment, I will is, oh, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. You know, I believe that verse there, I liken it to this. Peter, I think I may have quoted it already today. Peter says, unto you therefore which believe is precious. And, you know, and there's this thought just comes to mind. This afternoon, the Sunday school, we tried to speak to the children about the woman that lost the piece of silver. You see, the piece of silver was very precious. And how precious the church is to Christ. And whilst the children of God, they cannot bear the thought to spend eternity without Christ. Dear Israel and Christ will not spend eternity without them. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given, yes, they were given to Christ yonder back in the covenant of eternity. And they slipped, they fell, they stumbled, they sinned, they backslid, they had many faults, many failings. But as though Jesus says this, that I go to Calvary. I go there to pay the price of the redemption of their soul. And Father, I will that they also be with me where I am. That they may behold my glory. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and new earth. It wouldn't be heaven, would it, dear soul, without Christ? Many years ago now, I say many, quite a few anyway, we went to Sandringham, you know, one of the Queen's homes. All very, very beautiful. But the lady wasn't there. And oh, how different that visit would have been if she had been there and we'd have been privileged to see her. Ah, oh, dear soul. Heaven is our Jesus is there. The altogether lovely and the chiefest among 10,000. Him whom my soul loveth. Him whom my soul loveth. You know, the dear apostle Paul, was he right here in the Hebrews? The 11th chapter, oh, he speaks about the dear Abraham, doesn't he? Or he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look. Oh, it is all a blessed prospect. A blessed outlook, a blessed glorious expectation. Ah. What does the Lord say about this expectation?
Why, he mentions it twice, I believe. Maybe more. He says, I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. To give you, oh, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Give you an expected end. Heaven, glory. Yeah. To be where Jesus is, where congregations ne'er break up, where Sabbaths have no end. See, but as the prophets say, he speaks, my friends, about, does he not speak, I cannot think, just offhand, in chapter and verse, he speaks about, of seeing the King, in see the land afar off, and see the King in his beauty. To give you an expected end. The psalmist speaks about this expected end. It says, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Thine expectation shall not be cut off. No. Why? Because he loves his people. Great and small and grasping hard, embraces all and nor with a soul will part. He toils through life and pants through death. With his expiring breath cries, 'tis finished and complete. Yes, it's all possess. And also, what does he say here? But now they desire a better country. Yeah, now they desire a better country. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look, the new heavens and the new earth. Now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Notice this, he has prepared for them a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. Yes, dear soul, to be there at last. Yes, dear soul, when you and I are called to part from this world. That then we may have nothing else to do but to be like dear Jacob and gather up our feet at the bed and depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. You know, the apostle, he was in a great strait. Why, he had this desire, didn't he? Here, Philippians. A desire, yes. According to my earnest expectation. Oh, he had an earnest expectation. And my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now, also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be alive or by death. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. If I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labour. Yet what I should choose, I want not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, is no other way. This all is according to his promise. I hear some
Poor soul saying, well, you got beyond me tonight. No, dear soul, no. Let's come back to where you are. Dear soul, can you humbly claim this, dear soul, that you fear God? Why, once you could roll sin as a sweet morsel under your tongue, but you can't any longer. Sin is abhorrent. Now you get on your knees. Now you pray to the God of heaven. Now you plead with Jesus for mercy. I see your name is written in the book of Malachi. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. You say, I don't talk to anybody. Wait a minute. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another. The Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance written before him for them that feared the Lord. And that thought upon his name. That's where you are. And that thought upon his name. You think upon this blessed Saviour, this glorious Redeemer, this Jesus that came to this earth to suffer, bleed and die. And you want to know, it was for me. It tell me, Lord, and make me feel it, I am thine, forever thine. Well, what does the Lord say after that? And they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jewels. There you are, dear soul. Nevertheless, we are in the dear apostle here addressing the church of God, beloved. He says, nevertheless, we. Yes, unworthy ones. Unworthy. Unworthy, the least of all thy notice, of all thy mercies. Yet, dear soul, you plead the blood that does the sin atone. We look for new heavens and a new earth. Yeah, look for new heavens. You know, there's a wonderful description, isn't there? Time seems to be going, but the blessed description, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away, but no more sea. Johnny saw Jerusalem, a new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he dwelled with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Listen, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are faithful and true. He said unto me, it is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God. And he shall be my son. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled? Nevertheless, we look for new, according to his promise, look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Friends, that righteousness is not in and of ourselves.
old things are passed away. All things become new. Why? Yes, because this all is this. There is nothing that defileth can enter into heaven. And that's why it is, oh, the children of God, the people of God are washed. Yes. That's why it is, oh, these are they that came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They're clean. A poor sinner here on earth from time to time. Maybe once in your life, dear Lord. Yeah. You'll be able to say, I'm clean, just God, I'm clean in and through the merits of thy dear Son. Wherein dwelleth righteousness. Oh, friend. It seems, my friends, it does to me, seems hard to comprehend. Yes, that there's a place, there's heaven, there's glory, and that there's no sin there. There's no transgressions. There's no faults. There's no failings. There's no inconsistencies. No heart wanderings. There's no backsliding. And dear soul, there's no prayer. Prayer's here on earth. But dear soul, there will be everlasting praise unto him that loved us and gave himself for us. Why, John tells us a little of what that praise will be. I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And we read there that they sang a new song. They sang a new song. Oh, lovely to hear good singing, isn't it? Oh, and yes, I'm not throwing any stones. God forbid, I don't feel like that. But in heaven, there be no jarring notes. Again, this is not a criticism. There's not throwing stones. But some dear folks, yes, they love singing, but oh, they do seem to be so out of tune, don't they? They're flat. They're off key. These are, won't we have that in glory? All sing together in unison with him. Yeah. Hymn writer says in one of our hymns, and Jesus leads the song. Yeah. Oh, friends, yes. Yeah. Oh, what must it be there? To be with Jesus, to behold him. No more sin. No more iniquities. Wherein dwelleth righteousness. Ah, where there's all, yes, where made righteous after the righteousness of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Jeremiah, the Lord, our righteousness. And to behold him, to see Jesus on yonder shores of bliss. Yes, what does one dear hymn writer say to us here about heaven, the sight of heaven? Oh, yes. Had I a glance of thee, my God, kingdoms and men would vanish soon, vanish as though I saw them not, as a great, as a dim candle dies at noon. Yes,
up to the fields where angels lie, living waters gently roll. Fain would my thoughts leap out and fly, but sin hangs heavy on my soul. Oh, might I once, mount up and say, the glories of the eternal skies, what little things these worlds would be, how despicable to my eyes. To see Jesus, to be with him, in glory. Oh, friends, yes, and they should be mine. Ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Why, you know what the dear Lord Jesus said to us here. Is that I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while. And the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. Nevertheless, we according to his promise. Ye shall, because I live, ye shall live also. Ah, this is amazing grace. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, here, friends, is a blessed, gracious, loving exhortation, is there not? Be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. What does he say here in John 14? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace I leave with you. Ah, it. There's never been. Oh, it is a greater blessing left. Oh, the beneficiaries of it are poor sinners. That feel their load, but that come and bow their knee before him. Plead with him for mercy. Oh, yes, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Come then, repenting sinner, come. Oh, what thou wilt, the total sum is cancelled by his death. Yes, and they shall see the King in his beauty. See the land afar off, or in... Yes, sometimes a little favour, a little touch of heaven. You see, heaven afar off, yon lovely place where Jesus is, where there's dwelleth righteousness, no sin, all righteous. What must it be to be there? Is, are you like the dear Apostle Paul? Yes. Having a desire to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. To behold him, to see him. To love him, to praise him evermore, throughout a never-ending eternity. Friends, I seem to have so totally failed with this word, but it's far more depth in it than ever I thought there was. I looked at this word, and I'll tell you something else. past four, quarter to five this morning. I was very severely, severely tempted. I was harassed and tormented by the wicked one. And he insinuated this to me. He said, "You're not going to preach today." And that's how I came. Venturing upon him. My Lord and my God. And he's been faithful to his promise. Because he said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Bless his great and holy name." Well, the Lord pardon and forgive all amends for his name's sake.
Collections last Lord's Day were £663, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will administer the Lord's Supper after this service, and tomorrow evening Mr. Robert Field will address our prayer meeting, and afterwards there will be a church meeting. On Wednesday we expect Mr. Broom, and next Lord's Day Mr. John Rosier is expected to preach. And there will be a special prayer meeting for the nation and the churches at 9 o'clock next Lord's Day. And there will also be a prayer meeting on the Monday evening following. Let us close with hymn 195. Assist my soul, my heavenly King, thy everlasting love to sing. And joyful spread thy praise abroad as one through grace that's born of God. May the Lord help us to sing in hope, hymn 195.
Oh,
and forgive. Oh, that thy pure eyes have seen me. Make up, Lord, where a poor man has so failed. Lord, and bless thine own word and thy glorious gospel. Give each and all, Lord, a sweet hope through grace. Oh, Lord, a blessed prospect, a looking for that new Jerusalem, which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Bless our souls. Now may the grace, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion and the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.